non-stop talk radio, streaming 24 hours a day.
Whoa, whoa, what am I hearing?
This is TalkZone.com, Internet Talk Radio.
To victory! And that's what we hope we're going to get this weekend, David, a big victory. But before we get to the Detroit Lion, Chicago Bears, Seahawk recap, I want to give a shout-out to a new member of the Liberty Chicago team, and he is the owner. His family is the owner, and that's Louis Corona. They're at Alexandra's. I hope I pronounced that right, but they're located on North Avenue, 400 East North Avenue, right there in North Lake, Illinois. What a great little restaurant there. Great Mexican cuisine, food.
Corona beer.
Corona. Oh, yeah. You got a guy by the last name Corona. You think he'd serve Corona beer there. But they got some great flat screens in the bar. Good place to watch the game. Just good food, good hangout. And, Louis, just want to give a shout-out to you because I know you're going to be a great teammate on the Liberty Chicago team. But now let's get our inside bear man, the guy that is sponsored by WOW Mobile. So what's going on over there, Andy?
Gentlemen, how are we this morning?
Yeah, we're getting excited, man. Bear Alumni Weekend and, you know, the what do they call it, the Honolulu Blue Shirts come into town?
Yes, they do. How about it? Hey, the question of the day is, can the Detroit Lions beat the Chicago Bears? Lovie Smith answered to that is, yes, they can.
Now, what's he supposed to say, no?
Exactly. You know, and that's how the team's prepared for this. Everybody, you know, it's going to be a blowout. I got news for you. It's not going to be a blowout that everybody thinks it's going to be. Let's face it, we're playing sloppy football right now.
Well, I think the number one question, Andy, is what the hell is going on with the running game?
Matt Forte was limited second half of the game against Seattle. Garrett Wolf got some carries. You probably noticed that if you were watching the game. He is limited action as far as practice today. He'll be in full participation on Thursday. He is expected to go. Just a little tenderness in the knee is all.
Is that what it is? It seemed like he was a little bit tentative just a bit, but what a break we got down on the goal line on the second quarter. That, you know, Seattle got ripped off there.
Yeah, it was one of those calls where you just really couldn't get a good view of it, no matter which camera angle. But obviously, he saw something and got the call.
But they changed the standard this year. I mean, it's got to, in essence, be beyond a reasonable doubt to overturn the refs. And I don't think, like Robin said, I don't think there was a reason beyond a reasonable doubt there. I had some doubt whether he fumbled or not.
Yeah, I did too. But you know what? We'll take it.
No question. And once again, the Bears have 14 first downs, and how many do you think are by the air, David?
I'd say 13 out of the 14.
11. 11 out of 14 through the air. So really, the running game was at a null stop and wasn't very effective. But again, Jay Cutler's arm came through, and our wide receiver core is starting to get better.
Even Devin looked good on that catch for a touchdown.
Absolutely. You saw some good action out of the receivers. Obviously, our new star, Johnny Knox,
going to
get and will get a lot of production again this week against Detroit. Let me jump right into the injury report brought to you by WOW Mobile Wireless and the Liberty International team. Alex Brown, ankle injury, limited again today, full participation on Thursday. He is a go. Des Clark, rib injury, is not participating in practice today. Projected to be out Thursday. He doesn't look like he will go. Pisa, Tino, Isamoa, knee injury limited today and tomorrow. That's going to be a game time decision along with, looks like, Hunter Hillemeyer is also in that same status. In the event that happens and Hillemeyer and Tino Isamoa cannot go, Jamar Williams will hit the strong side and Nick Roach will be in the middle. As you saw in the second half of the game against Seattle.
Is there any plan to let these guys sit out? Because next week's the bye week, give them 2 full weeks to recuperate. I mean, you got the worst team in football, Aster, your point.
That's what it's looking like. Jerry Angelo had a press conference this morning, and that's exactly what they're looking at right now. So I would not be surprised if that's how that folds. Tommy Harris taking it easy, still limited all the way through the week, is projected to go, whatever that's worth.
Tommy, I don't practice during the week, Harris.
Yeah, Tommy, don't make a tackle. I mean, it's just, he's got to step up and do something. To me, the running game from Seattle, got away from us a little bit. You know, Peter Tillman missed a big tackle. You know, we've got to wrap up and we've got to tackle. But the biggest part is we got to stop this running game at the line of scrimmage, and that's something that they're addressing at Hallis Hall.
Yeah, but Julius Jones, I mean, I'd say half his yards were on missed tackles. If they tackle him, he's down to 50 yards.
Exactly. You know, Peter Tillman missed a big one for that touchdown because he was going for, you know, stripping the ball. I understand the defense is geared up for turnovers and takeaways, but first and foremost, we've got to tackle and then worry about the takeaways. And that's exactly that nipped us in the butt. And, you know, that is being addressed, this week in camp. So
yeah.
Frank O'Malley, who was getting tossed around like a rag doll last week, he is limited all the way through the week, is projected to go. Hunter Hillemeyer, rib injury, we just went over. Matt Forte, knee injury, is limited today. Will be in full participation on Thursday. He will be a go for this week.
Boy, I hope so. We got to get that running game going. You know, nothing upsets me more than, you know, we love, you know, I think Peanut Tillman's a great player, but every time he goes for the strip and misses and the running back goes for a touchdown, that drives me nuts. I was about ready to bite the TV on Sunday. I really was. You know, I don't know, something about that game. It was just so ugly, wasn't it, Andy?
It was just
ugly.
Very sloppy, very sloppy. To me, you know, and here's what's getting addressed this week is obviously the offensive line has to improve. There is no doubt about
big time.
These opposing defenses are getting way too much pressure on Jay Cutler, and they are pushing our line back, and they are getting into our backfield, which has to stop.
Yep, no question.
Obviously, special teams has been disappointing as well. You know, the coaching staff is addressing that. It looks like it's, you know, it's a play it safe special teams right now. I don't get that. We need to attack, and we need to attack hard, especially on kickoff coverage. We are just looking awful with kickoff coverage right now, but that is getting addressed as well.
But Eddie Payton said this a long time ago. Devin Hester is doing too much. He's lost his instincts as a punt returner, and you could see it. He is so used to running routes now, figuring out where he's got to be, he's lost the instinct. Either you got to let him just return punts full time or put someone else back there who wants to do it full time.
Well, and they're getting some pressure on that, it looks like, from the front office. It's going to depend on how fast Devin Aromashudu will return back into active status. He's obviously been out. I look for him to come back after the bye week, and you may see some juggling there, but you won't see anything regarding that until at least after the bye week.
You know, I'm looking at the Las Vegas point spreads. You know, the Bears are the only double-digit favorite on the board this week against the Detroit Lions at a minus 10. What do you think about that?
That scares me.
It does to me, too. And I'll be out there. I'll be out there Sunday, get a little bit of the hot dog smell and the peanuts and get a little of the ambiance of the field out there because it's alumni weekend. Get to get on the field before, you know, for warm-ups and all that. Always enjoy that. But minus 10, I don't know, man. I think it's going to be a little closer than that.
Any given Sunday, any team can win in the NFL. Obviously, the Detroit Lions snapped their losing streak, which was a good thing for them. Is it going to give them the positive momentum to move forward and beat the Chicago Bears at home? Probably not. Statistically speaking, the Bears will probably win this game. They definitely should win this game. But like I said, and Lovie Smith's been saying this all week, it's any given Sunday, it's the NFL, and the Detroit Lions can come in here and they can beat us if we're not prepared.
Well, here's what I want to see. I want to see the Bears kick the crap out of the Lions, come home, watch a nice little Pittsburgh-San Diego game, and then Monday night, Brett Favre and the Vikings. Here comes the Packers.
Absolutely. Hey, happy anniversary, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you
very much.
Andy, I got something for you and Robin to do, though. Robin being a Bears alumni weekend and you being the Bears reporter, get number 81 retired. It was worn by Doug Atkins, Hall of Famer, George Conner, Hall of Famer, Robin Earl. Okay.
Oh, well, what the heck?
That number should be retired.
Let's end the show on that one right there.
We'll work on that.
Hey, thanks, Andy. Want to thank our guests today, Hugh McElhaney, Doug Atkins, Ronnie Bowl. This is Robin Earl and David Spade on the Barely Legal Show. What a great show we had today. David enjoyed it, and hopefully you'll all listen, and we'll see you next week.